If you've ridden the TTC in recent weeks, there's a good chance you've seen posters claiming that police officers are leaving the city for better pay. That message is part of an 8-week ad campaign by the Toronto Police Association, TPA, the union representing 5,300 officers, aiming to ensure Toronto's men and women in uniform are the highest paid in Ontario. The TPA is heading to arbitration for the first time in 16 years after months-long talks with the Toronto Police Service Board broke down in September. According to the TPA, the average base salary for its officers is currently $109,000. However, many officers earn significantly more than that, often by doing paid duty shifts at places like construction sites and concerts. The Sunshine List shows the vast majority of uniformed Toronto officers took home more than $109,000 in 2023. Over 1,400 earned over $150,000. Newly elected union president Clayton Campbell alleges Toronto's base salary is less than what other officers are making on average in surrounding regions like Durham, Peel, and York. He estimates more than 60 officers have left for jobs in nearby services since January because of the pay discrepancy. "We're having a mass exodus out of the city, and it impacts public safety," he told Toronto Today. "The majority of Toronto police members live outside of the city, so the cost of commuting or living here is very high. We've been really reasonable. We're not looking to be $10,000 higher than Peel, for example," he added. "But we truly believe that in the current state, we should be the highest paid and have benefits that are comparable to those other places." The TPA projects it is 1,400 officers short of their cop-to-pop population ratio in the city. The service loses 250 members each year to retirement and transfers, while up to 360 are hired, a net gain of roughly 100 officers every year. Speaking on behalf of the Police Service Board's Bargaining Committee, CAON, Shelley Carroll agreed that retaining officers has been a lingering concern the city is working to address. But she's not sounding the alarm over unsuccessful talks with the union regarding wages, noting there's context behind the stalemate. "It is not unusual to have a challenging time settling when you're in this economically challenging time," she said. "The officers will be getting an increase. They would be the highest paid for the first 2 years. The arbitration process will iron out everything for a full 4-year contract." The union is also asking for unlimited coverage for members' psychological benefits, as seen in other jurisdictions. The current package provides up to $5,000 annually for each officer, according to Campbell. "It's $200 to $250 to see a psychologist, and you can go through that pretty quick. Our members see some horrible stuff," he said. "Moving to an unlimited benefit would be a win-win to the employer." Expected to run their ad campaign for 3 more weeks, the TPA is using 8 different posters to get their message across 1,300 unique locations like TTC stops, condos, and office buildings. Carroll admitted the union's campaign makes her a bit sad, since the Police Service Board feels it's been working hard to make communities safer. She explained the average response time to priority calls dropped from 22 minutes to 17 minutes within the last year thanks to additional investments and new recruitments. "When we get political during contract time, we have to make sure people understand they can still call us," she said. "I know you're hearing we're shorthanded and things are tough, but we are here. These officers are doing an amazing job." Arbitration will take place from November 24 to 25 with a decision expected by Christmas. The TPA is hopeful to begin a fresh round of bargaining in January 2025.